Sharon Jerd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk to you about procrastination and why do you have it? We all get it at some point, but some of us live in a world of procrastination. So I wanted to give you some ideas around why this might be happening for you. Because if you're sitting here watching this video and know within yourself that there should have been things you did yesterday or the day before that you should have done and you haven't, you're probably sitting in procrastination. Firstly, a lot of us get into procrastination because of overwhelm. There is just so much to do. There's so many things we want to do. There's so many things we want to achieve that it just becomes overwhelming for us. And we're looking out at that big picture, trying to achieve, you know, our big goals, and then we're stuck. We're just sitting there not knowing what to do first or what to do next at least. So you need to really chunk down into what do I need to do today that's getting me to my goal. So if you're chunked up into that big, into your big goals in overwhelm, chunk down into smaller bite-sized pieces, the smaller actions you can do each day that you know are going to lead you to there. The other reason that we tend to sit in procrastination a lot is fear. Now, sometimes we fear failure, and we talk about that a lot. You hear people out, you know, online talking about fear of failure a lot. But what I see is a fear of success a lot. What if this works out for me? What if this really happens? And we get stuck in that fear of not only failure, but also success. So really check in with yourself and go, am I fearful of my own possible success? The other reason that we hang around in procrastination is our values levels. What's important to us? Your top five values determines your actions each day. And you might go, oh yeah, building my business is important to me. You might say that consciously, but at an unconscious level, it may not be in your highest values level. And so really you need to check in at a non-conscious level at what is important to you, what are your values, and have them readjusted. If you think that you're being held back by your unconscious behavior, so you know you're doing all the right things, you're saying the right things, you're consciously talking positively to yourself, then I'll spit that word out in a minute, but positively to yourself, that what is it that's holding you back at an unconscious level? If you feel like there's something there at an unconscious level, reach out to me. I work with people one-on-one to move up those unconscious values. It's an easy process. We can just move them up for you, and your actions and behaviors will change at an unconscious level. You won't have to work any harder. You won't have to chant anymore. You will just automatically do it. So if you think that that's one of the things that may be holding you back or holding you into that procrastination, please reach out to me and I'd love to have a chat with you and let you know what the process is or how I can help you. So if this video has been of value to you today, please share it out with your friends, your family, and your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that.